A megalith is a large prehistoric stone that has been used to construct a structure or monument, either alone or together with other stones. I'm Acadia Einstein, and this is Strangeful Things.
Unsolved, unresolved, and super complicated.
Strangeful Things.
Welcome to Strangeful Things, where we dig up old jokes and lovingly restore them to their former glory. I'm Acadia Einstein, and I'm here with Mels and Chewy. How's it going, guys?
Well, can't complain. They've lived to see another day, so that's always a plus.
Is it all the time, though?
Well, 99% of the time. How about that?
Everything is just going swimmingly.
Ooh.
Swimmingly.
Why do they say that?
I don't know. I don't know. Understand what swim. I guess swimming's fun. I don't know.
Oh my gosh!
What, you don't like swimming, Mels?
I don't know how to swim. So,
are you serious?
Wow, that's why you live in the desert, right?
That's so. Right. I don't need to get.
That's
I don't
good
need
thinking.
To be around no water, and I grew up by the beach, or you know, like not far from it, and no one ever cared that I didn't know how to swim. So
Jesus. Well, when we have the company meeting, you can stay in the shallow end of the pool.
I'll have to, or I have to put my life jacket on.
No, we'll give you some swimmies.
Yeah, definitely swimmies.
I will wear swimmies all day.
We'll get you nice ones like Powerpuff Girls or something.
Like some flamingos or something.
No, Wonder Woman. We'll get you Wonder Woman, Mel.
Okay, perfection.
So today we're going to talk about something that seems like it's not a big deal, but it turns out to be a huge deal and changes how science looks at what it thinks it knows about how ancient people did things. And we're going to have to touch on a few different areas of science for this, so buckle up, because it's going to get super technical and very interesting. Fuck, please let it be interesting. Anyways, to start the story, we need to go to Turkey. Sanli Urfa, or Urfa, honestly, I know it's probably not Sanli Urfa, but the letters are different, so I don't know how the fuck to say it, but I guess it doesn't matter that much, because I'm pretty sure that our Sanli Urfa listening contingent is fairly small. Anyway, it's in south-central Turkey, was part of the area known as the Fertile Crescent. Mels, you want to fill us in on what the Fertile Crescent is?
Well, certainly. The Fertile Crescent is a region spanning from Egypt in the west along the Mediterranean and then down along the Tigris and Euphrates rivers to the Persian Gulf in the east. Boy, that was a mouthful, right?
Mm-hmm.
It included Phoenicia, cradle of civilization. It was in this area that things were lush enough that hunter-gatherers started discovering agriculture and invented stuff like pottery, irrigation, the wheel, and glass. It's essentially where everything started. I know I have a question. I thought the caveman invented the wheel.
No, that's only in cartoons.
Or comic strips like BC.
Oh, man.
BC.
Fuck you, Hanna-Barbera.
Yeah, right? We've been lied to. Also, I love when you pronounce things and you do it like a question, in, like just assuming that you got it wrong.
Assyria?
Well, hey, I just saw ass. Yeah, right. And
I was surprised there was no butt joke attached to that, to be honest.
Hey, but there it is. Yeah. The butt joke was right there.
At approximately 4 minutes into the show, we have butt. Well, the site is in a spot where one would not be surprised to find old ruins. And in the 60s, some farmer did find something in the area. Göbekli Tepe, and that's going to be said a lot. So it's Göbekli Tepe. It has one of those heavy metal umlauts over the O, but I don't know how to pronounce it different from regular O. So fucking sue me. It means Potbelly Hill in Turkish, and it's named as such because if you saw someone with a pot belly lying on their back, the hill is the belly part. At the time, nobody thought much of it given the location, and archaeologists of the time said it was a burial site and to leave it alone. Those archaeologists would, if still alive in the 90s, be very pissed off.
Yeah, watch out for those raging archaeologists.
Yes, they're always stomping around pissed. In 1994, a goat herder was plowing on the hill and he hit something big. And like you do when you live in a land that has a lot of history buried under it, he went to the museum and reported it. But this time, they didn't write it off as a gravesite. They realized it was much more. In fact, Klaus Schmidt, the German archaeologist who ended up being the boss of the whole site until he died in 2014, said,
"Within a minute of seeing it, I knew I had two choices. Go away, then tell nobody, or spend the rest of my life working here."
Now, lucky for everyone, he chose option B, and the excavation of Göbekli Tepe began. How many other things do you think that people have found and discarded by accident, not knowing what it was?
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine.
Like, just shit that my mother threw away of mine that would be really valuable now.
My baseball cards and Star Wars figures.
Your old tube socks. I mean, can you imagine how valuable those things are right now?
Depending on which one, they would not... Yeah.
From the Sears catalog.
My Pumas. Nobody thought Puma would get cool again.
Yeah, that wheel isn't turning.
I don't know. Pumas are super popular. I mean, I have like three pairs of Jesus. Pumas.
Can you imagine?
And not the cats. Not the big cats. The
I was not attacked by a puma. I just have
I was wearing them.
Sweet kicks. So, we get to the basics of the site. Göbekli Tepe is actually, at least so far, three layers of work done at three different times. The first and the oldest is a series of circular structures consisting of stone monoliths that look like capital T's. Now, the whole site is about 980 feet in diameter, which means the whole thing is over three football fields across. The largest of the stones, also known as megaliths, which I mentioned in the open, actually, Shuey, it would help to repeat just what a megalith is.
Sure, I don't mind just repeating what you already said.
Fucking A right.
A megalith is a large prehistoric stone that has been used to construct a structure or monument, either alone or together with other stones. So it is big rocks that are there on purpose as opposed to big rocks that are just there. Got it?
Yes.
Good.
If you find a big cool rock and you decide to worship it, you're just fucking lazy. But if you find a big rock and bring it somewhere else and chisel some shit into it, then it's a megalith.
Why are we talking about so many freaking chisels lately?
Hey, that's what I was about to say.
We went about almost 100 episodes having never, ever talked about a chisel, so we were due.
Two chisels and two monoliths in a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, I did pick this to go right after Georgia Guidestones because the Georgia Guidestones will seem so much less significant after we get done with this one.
So true.
Is there a glory hole in these?
Oh, where isn't there a glory hole?
Hey, there's a glory hole wherever you make one, okay? Yes. It's like home is where the heart is. Glory holes wherever you put one.
Don't bring a chisel, bring a drill. All right. So the stones were up to 20 feet high and they weighed tons. And as soon as you start talking about things that big, you have to talk about how the fuck did they get them up there? Because it's not just being able to quarry the stone.
Well, I was going to ask how far away the quarry was from the site.
That's a good question, Mills.
I didn't
find, like, a distance in miles or anything like that. I'm sure it exists, so if you want to write in and say that I missed it, knock yourself out. But it looks like the limestone they used was pretty close by. And I guess we should talk about the rock for a minute. So limestone is soft as rocks go. I mean, it's harder than chalk, but it's pretty soft. So it would have been easier to quarry and work with, and the limestone around Göbekli Tepe was also sort of unique in that it was filled with some natural fault lines, which seems bad at first because it would make the stones weaker, but in reality it turned out to be good because it meant they didn't have to dig under the stone to get it. They just had to chip out the shape they wanted down to the fault line and it would already be broken off.
Smart thinking.
Yeah, right? They're pretty clever. I mean, I don't know how they figured that out. They probably planned to have to dig under it and then just took the day off when they found out. Oh, look, it's sliding.
It's already done for us.
I mean, it would still have taken hundreds of people time to quarry, move, and raise them, and that's not even counting the cross piece. But what do you guys know about Stonehenge? Speaking of rocks.
Man. Well, I mean, I know what it is and presumably how it got there, but I don't know measurements or what it's made out of or anything like that.
No. Chewy.
All I know is that for whatever reason, they built Stonehenge in a place that was nowhere near where the stone was.
Yeah, it was far.
So they moved the stone like really far to get it there.
Yeah, Eddie Izzard had an awesome bit about that. Like, he was like, oh, what if we're just building a henge? Well, I don't even know where I live now. They had to go. So to recap, Stonehenge was built about 5,000 years ago. To put that in perspective, the pyramids were built about the same time. Now, the pyramids are big fancy things, while Stonehenge is relatively a janky hunk of shit. But it's not a fair comparison, because Stonehenge was built over 1,000 years by people who had no business building anything. At the same time, the pyramids were built over 85 years with a sophisticated society with a dedicated workforce, not slaves. Remember that.
You mean movies are wrong again?
Yes. I'm going to say it.
I'm getting to the point where I can't even trust what I see in movies.
Can't believe it.
It's like RoboCop never happened.
Well, I don't know. Detroit's pretty close to where it is in RoboCop.
Yeah, that's true. Poor souls. So the pyramids are actually a bad analog to either Stonehenge or Göbekli Tepe. See, as far as we can tell, both the sites in England and in Turkey were designed as temples. But the big difference between the two is that while the stones in Stonehenge were huge and hard to lift, they designed more like you'd think they'd be. There's two supports for each cross piece at Stonehenge. But at Göbekli Tepe, like I mentioned before, they're capital T's. That means they needed to figure out how to quarry the stone, move it. Granted, the Stonehenge people had to move theirs way further. Raise it up and make sure there was a notch in it that the top of the T could fit on. Now, they estimate that it would have taken 50 people a week to move one of the pillars from the quarry to the site.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
And these fucking people were supposed to be spending all day hunting and gathering food. And then there were the carvings. It's estimated it would have taken more than 300 hours to carve the bas reliefs. Mels, what's a bas relief?
Well, it's not a fish. That is when you carve something into a material, but instead of taking a round piece of wood and making it into an animal or whatever, which would be a sculpture, by the way, or carving out a section of the material to depict the animal, which would be a plain old carving, you carve away the part of the material that is not the animal, so that the piece is still flat, but the animal part protrudes. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but it seems like it would be way harder to do.
Very elaborate.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like you got to make the whole front of the rock an inch shallower and right. Just leave the parts that's the carve. That's the hardest way to do it.
Yeah.
Fucking dummies. Anyway.
you big dummy.
You big dummies. Yeah.
So there were all sorts of animals carved that would have been applicable to the time. And what was even more interesting about them was that they were all depicted as some sort of iconography as opposed to hunting scenes that you see in cave paintings from 20,000 years ago. Now, that's the first layer. The second layer is more outlines of pillars, but they're more rectangular than circular, and they're less sophisticated, and that's kind of important. They're less sophisticated, even though they were done later. And the third layer, or the first layer, if you're starting from the top, that one's just dirt. See, about 3,000 years after Göbekli Tepe was built, it was carefully filled in and buried, and we have no fucking idea why. The evidence shows that it was not raised or anything like that. It was just filled in. And there's nothing else of note on top of it, like a Blockbuster or a P.F. Chang's that would explain why they filled it in. You want to do any wild conjecture before we move along?
I mean, I just don't understand why it would be filled in, to be honest.
So taking those 3,000 years in, what year are we at about?
Oh, we're going to get
there. I can't do the math. The only thing I can think of is if these were a temple, then maybe there was a new god in town.
Oh.
There's
a new god in town.
It's funny that you said that, Chewy, because you're going to tiptoe us through the tulips of olden times in a minute.
Like the flower?
Yes. You never heard tiptoe through the tulips?
I've never heard of that. Why?
It was a terrible song.
No.
Really? It's a thing us old geezers say.
Are you tiptoeing to not tear up the tulips because they're so delicate?
No, it was a song that Tiny Tim sang. No. You know, the guy that went, things that bother you never bother me. I am happy and fine. Tiptoe through the tulips.
Oh, I thought Tiny Tim was alms for the poor. I thought that's who Ebenezer Scrooge was.
Yeah, but no, that is... Yes, that was Tiny. Okay. That was the first Tiny Tim. The second one was a weird-looking dude with a ukulele.
So I lost some time there between the OG and then present day,
I guess. Yeah, like a fucking 100 years. So, speaking of years, we start out in the Upper Paleolithic Age, because before that is just fucking stupid and too long ago to matter, where we were just cave people. But 42,000 years ago, there were people making flutes in what is now Germany. 42,000 years ago.
Jeez Louise.
Now, Shuey, I want you to give us these highlights here, because no one's going to care that in 41,000 years ago, Denisova hominum lived in the Altai Mountains, because we don't have time to explain that.
Well, you never know. That could come up on trivia night, so.
Ooh, true.
Pay attention.
Well, that's true. Remember, Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern time, it's trivia.
All right. So prepare for this history lesson. Everybody get your notebooks out. I'm going to clear my throat.
All right.
I've got my glasses on. I'm ready.
And feel free to jump in and ask questions that Chewie doesn't know the answers to at the end of any of these.
Okay.
Okay.
So 40,000 years ago, Aboriginal Australians founded settlements in what are now Sydney, Perth, and Melbourne. 30,000 years ago, some people in India built rock shelters and painted on them. 29,000 years ago, the first ovens were made. Yeah.
What?
28,000 years ago, we got rope and pottery, but the pottery was for figurines, not pots. So I guess you can't call it pottery yet. It's figurini.
It's
they're action figure.
It's figurine.
This
figurine.
Yes, it's figurine.
Yes. This is the farmer action figure, and this is the gatherer action figure.
I love it.
Is an old figurine that all have, like, giant dicks and giant boobs, because that was, like, apparently the first person that made a figurine was me.
As a 13-year-old.
Yeah.
26,000 years ago, we started in with baskets and nets and stuff like that.
I bet the first guy that made a net got so much ass.
God.
Oh, yeah. He was like, dude, I can just throw this in the water.
Or if it was a gal, she'd be like, look what I made. And they'd be like, wow, that's really neat. And then they probably killed her because men are awful. But still.
Yeah, yeah.
20,000 years ago, some people in China made storage pots. So it actually was pottery at that point.
Hmm.
So it took 8,000 years.
To create it and then to figure out that you could use it for something other than making weird phalluses.
You could put stuff in it.
You could put stuff in the pots.
Right? Yeah.
16,000 years ago, someone sculpted a bison out of clay in France.
Do either of you have any type of drawing or sculpting or any type of artistic ability whatsoever? Because that just fucking fascinates me.
No. I do not. Like, but I do not. The fact that I'm with you on this, the fact that someone like sculpted a bison out of clay, like that blows my mind. And I mean, obviously art,
right?
Any type of art where it's that intricate is just mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
It's like, even who gets the idea of going, wow, I need to make a bison.
Exactly. Yeah. Of all things.
And I mean, it was 16,000 years ago, so even if it was shitty, it would still be the best one in all of history.
Right. It was visionary then, yeah.
Yeah. It's like when you're the first to do something, it's automatically awesome.
Right.
Like I saw a tweet the other day that said the Beatles music isn't that great. It's just that they were the first band that existed after girls were allowed to be horny.
Oh, I'm throwing a trash flag on that because I like the Beatles, but whatever.
All right. Well, back to history. 14,000 years ago looks to have been when the first war took place.
Mm. Oh.
Yay.
Took a refreshingly long period of time, I'd say. Yeah.
And we've been fighting ever since.
Yep.
Right.
12,000 years ago, the goat was domesticated.
What? So that means it was used to cut grass?
Yes.
Okay.
And be delicious.
They put handles on the back of it.
And milk. Actually, goats are pretty fucking...
Ooh, yeah, they can do it all.
Disgusting. The meat is gray. It's nasty.
Well, yeah, but fuck if your other choice is trying to eat a rock or a tree.
I will eat a rock.
It's pretty yummy.
I'm not eating gray meat.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, the rocks are probably gray, so... All right. No,
it's true.
And now we enter the Holocene era. It starts about 11,600 years ago when the last ice age ended. At this stage, as a species, we are hunters and gatherers, which means that we spend all of our time that we aren't sleeping, eating, or fucking looking for food.
God. Now, how much of the day was spent sleeping, eating, and fucking, do you think?
Well, I mean, they probably went to bed pretty early.
Yeah, because there was nothing to do. There was no late night TV or anything.
I'm imagining a pie chart.
If they had a pie chart, then they would have had pie, in which case they could have just stayed where they were.
No, I'm imagining a pie chart of the percentages here and the hours in a day. Okay, I'm being mathematical.
I bet that they did it from dawn to dusk.
You think they hunted all day long?
God.
They did. They literally had nothing else to do. Like, can you imagine, like, if you went, oh, wow, I found a blackberry bush. I'm going to have some blackberries. Oh, that was good. And they were like, I got to fucking pick every blackberry off this and eat it because I don't know when I'm going to find another blackberry bush.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but they probably weren't like that. I bet they weren't like that because they, you know, there was a reason why, I guess, you know, they didn't hunt animals to extinction back then because they only killed what they needed. They didn't just go around killing everything.
Well, yeah, that's true.
They were smarter. They were smarter than us.
It wasn't like people heading out west here, you know?
No, true.
Yeah.
Also, they were trying to kill him with a fucking stick.
Well, there's that, too. You fight off a mammoth or a saber-toothed tiger with a stick.
Yeah, right. Fuck that.
Although, 10,000 years ago, mammoths died out.
Boo.
No.
I guess they did figure out how to do that.
Well, I guess they did fight them off fairly well.
So, 8,000 years ago, the beginnings of writing appears in China. Right. Just the beginnings. 7,500 years ago, they started smelting copper.
Smelting.
And that stuff smelts.
Smelts.
6,500 years ago, someone, I don't know who, hoarded gold in Bulgaria.
The first fucking one percenter.
Well, who could that have been?
The first person to realize this shiny stuff's going to be worth something someday.
Yeah, I better hoard it.
5,700 years ago, there was a settlement in the Ukraine with a three-story building.
Get out.
That's crazy.
That was the Willis Tower of its day. 5,500 years ago, we get the wheel, which is amazing that all this other stuff happened without the wheel being around. Right? You know?
Yeah, they fought their first war without a wheel. Think about that.
They all had to walk.
Yeah, crazy. Everybody's walking everywhere.
They had to pull all of their weapons. They didn't have anything to roll them on.
Nope. Unless the weapon was a log that they rolled down on top of people and never made the connection.
It's true.
We just have to lure them to the bottom of this hill.
Yeah, this thing could really roll, guys. Life's mysteries, man.
4,600 years ago, writing as we know it begins.
All right.
So those are some highlights. And remember to subtract 2,000 from each of the dates to figure out the BCE or BC for those who went to school 40 years ago date of it. So smelting copper was in 5,500 BCE and Stonehenge is about 3,000 BCE. Technically, the pyramids are about 2,500 BCE. So we kind of mushed them together a bit, Acadia.
Yeah, but what's 500 years when you're talking about way back then?
Okay, but wait. When was Göbekli Tepe? I thought that was the point of all of this.
Well, true. Right. So according to the radiocarbon dating of the site, the pillars and the reliefs and all of that is from 10,000 BCE.
Ooh. Wow.
Basically, about the time the Ice Age ended. That means that they were hunter-gatherers, but they managed to get their shit in a sock long enough to build a site that would not have anything like it built again for, like, thousands of years.
That's crazy.
Like, that's... it's fucking old.
Yeah.
And none of the archaeologists or anything like that had any fucking notion that shit like that had ever started that early. Like, there's no place else on Earth where they're even close to that. This is the only place where they've ever found something that sophisticated, that old.
Wow.
So, that's why I love this story so much, because it's genuinely a, well, we don't fucking know.
Yeah.
There's nothing to compare it to or anything like that.
Like, you know, granted, I'm 1,000 years old, so I obviously went to school before they would have taught about this. But do they even teach anything about this now? Do you know?
Yeah, it's in archaeology classes and shit like that, but it's still so new.
Yeah, but that's secondary education. That's not like, hold on, I don't recall, let me put it that way, all right? Because I don't want to say they didn't teach it when they may have, but I really don't recall learning about this in like high schools.
Right, and they teach about the pyramids and they teach about like China and the Great Wall. Yes. And all that kind of like stuff like that.
Right. But I don't ever recall or like ever hearing about this.
I mean, it was rediscovered in 1994.
Right.
So they probably didn't find anything really good or get the dates back or anything like that until after that. So as far as excavation is concerned, it's relatively new.
Yeah, that's true.
And I think going back to what I said earlier, there's probably a big chunk of the population that doesn't really want anybody learning about it.
Oh, that's for sure. Because the Earth is only 4,000 years old.
It's six. For God's sake, it's six.
You gotta add.
Oh, yeah, you gotta add. Right.
You forgot.
Got it. So, before we get to the weird stuff at the site, I want to address something that I heard in more than one place when I was researching. Some people, when confronted with how old the site is, just go, no, it isn't.
What?
it's for the same fucking people that are like, coronavirus won't hurt you. Despite the fact that all the scholars say it's 12,000 years old, you still have some dinks doubting them. And the reason said dinks doubt them is because they think the radiocarbon dating is off. So now, Strangeful Things listeners, you are about to listen to the Strangeful Things trio sing to you about what radiocarbon dating is, because we want you to learn in a fun way. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Me. La, me. La.
Radiocarbon dating is a way to measure age of once living stuff like meat and plants or jizz on a penthouse page.
It uses a carbon isotope, specifically carbon-14, that turns to carbon-12 over time and skips carbon-13.
Radioactive carbon-14 comes from cosmic rays. The atmosphere has both 14 and 12, the same ratio every day.
Now living things all come from plants that photosynthesize, so we all have a ratio too, at least when we're alive.
Because when we die, the process stops and the carbon-14 decays to carbon-12 at a regular rate that science compares for age.
Think of it as being the size of being from one to the other, and the ratio can tell the age of fossils like your mother.
Now why did we take all this time to sing you guys this song? Because some people think they got Göbekli Tepe wrong.
That was hot.
That was pretty good.
It'll be featured in the Strangeful Things soundtrack, Volume 1.
Yep. We're bringing Schoolhouse Rock back, fuckers.
That was a hot track right there. I do want to say I want to apologize to everyone for what I just said.
You know what? I thought it slapped.
Wow, you slapped something, all right.
Yeah, right.
I'll tell you what, though.
So, I'm going to go way out on a limb and say that the scientists who gathered the material for dating had, because you can't carbon date a rock. It has to be like living material.
Right.
And
right.
So they took the organic material that was like right next to the rock. So they had a reasonable expectation that it was there when the rock was there. And if they had fucked that up, then it would have just said the site was younger. Because no one's going to be like, oh, well, where are we going to put this pillar? Oh, next to this old mango. So, and the archaeologists, too, what they found out fucked them all up. And they were confused as everybody else.
Shit, yeah.
So if anyone wants to fight us on this, feel free. But I'm just going to accept that they got it right.
Okay. Works.
Anybody got any beef with that?
No, hey, no beef here. Even
all right.
Even though it's animals, no.
Let's
beef.
Build it next to this beef.
Yeah,
this 4,000-year-old beef that's still sitting here.
Well, hello there, everybody.
I'm Rachel.
I'm Mary Kay.
And I'm Barry. Twice a month on our podcast, Everything Trying to Kill You, a literature professor slash writer, a behavioral therapist slash stage director, and an elder care worker who's super into teeth, make fun of horror movies. From classics to brand new, noir to slasher, indie to blockbuster, Mary Kay McBrayer, Mary Beyer, and Rachel Estridge ask the important questions. Do these women characters act like actual women? Is all of this horror a product of white nonsense? And is this movie scary? Listen to Everything Trying to Kill You on iTunes, Google Play, or Spotify. You'll laugh your dick off.
Hey guys, my name is Tara.
And my name is Jessica. And together we co-host the podcast, Three Spooked Girls.
If you love the paranormal...
or murder.
Join us every Monday as we tell our listeners about a new spooky tale or true crime case.
We'll have a special drink recipe each episode picked out by me for you to enjoy while we scare the hell out of you.
You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Podbean, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever the hell else you listen to podcasts.
Come hang out with us and get your spooky on.
There's a lot of theories about all this, and most of them are dumb, but we'll still have to talk about them. But let's start with the one that the archaeologists like. Now, one of the interesting things about Göbekli Tepe is that it is not a town. Like, not that they found yet, anyway. They've not finished excavating it. It seems like all it was a temple.
Oh.
And the reliefs include animals like miscellaneous birds, boars, bulls, donkeys, foxes, frogs, gazelles, miscellaneous insects, scorpions, snakes, spiders, vultures. And I specified vultures and scorpions for reasons we will get to in a minute. The stones, some of them are carved like people, in that they have arms and legs on the sides of them, and they even have, like, belts.
Belts.
And there's not a lot of them like this, but there are some. But the faces would be on the side of the cross piece of the T, but it's blank. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So, it's... They're good, like, and we can put some pictures in the post, because I think it's kind of worth it. From an artistic standpoint, it was done that long ago, and if somebody fucking pointed a gun at my head and said, please chip a scorpion out of this rock, I'd be just like, well, kill me now. Because no way could I fucking do it. But it's weird that they didn't do faces.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they didn't know how to make faces. Like, why is that a big deal?
Well, that's what I thought, too. But if you look at some of the human figures with animal heads, of which there are some, it sort of seems like they didn't do it on purpose.
Well, but maybe they were so good at faces that they didn't want to put them because it would look too much like someone they knew, huh? Like, whoever was carving was all... shit, that looks like Larry, and I don't want people to think I'm playing favorites.
Can you imagine?
Poor Larry, yeah. it's getting fucked over here.
I'm the carver of everything. Oh, do you want to be on the monument? Well, then maybe you better give me some more of your delicious mangoes.
Excuse me, sir. Can you tell me why every one of your monuments looks like Acadia? Oh.
He had the most mangoes.
You and mangoes tonight.
Now that you've said that.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, why don't people make, like, do people paint paintings like the Renaissance paintings anymore? Like, did they just stop and say, okay, well, we've already done that, so we're not going to do that kind of painting anymore?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I'm not up on the arts. All right.
Well, neither am I. That's why I'm asking, because it's like...
You're asking the wrong person here.
I can't believe that somebody would have been like, oh, yeah, no, only people in the Renaissance knew how to do that. No one else, like, is capable. Because in theory... I mean, you had the guy that was in charge of, like, making gazelles, but he probably could have sculpted Larry. Just well, nobody asked him to.
I know. That's why I said poor Larry. Like, getting shit on left and right.
Yeah, Larry didn't get any mangoes. He didn't get on the fucking tomb. Maybe it was his belt. I like to think that it was Larry's belt.
Larry's with belt.
Yeah, he had a pimped out belt.
So what did they have? They had belts? So, like, did they have pants?
No, it was just, it's weird because they just kind of made the legs on the side. It's kind of like, you know, when you do that whole pretend you're riding a bicycle when you go next to a mirror. Like,
what? Oh, my God. Please.
I don't know that I've ever done that, but okay.
I need this visual. I need a video.
You've never done that with a like a floor length mirror?
And pretended to be on a bicycle?
Pretended I was riding a bike? No.
You haven't finished moving in, Mel, so you might have one. You just gotta put it completely sideways, like so it splits you down the middle, and then just with your right hand and your right foot, you put it up in the air, and then it looks like you're floating in the air because it's just reflected.
Never done that or heard of that.
Oh my God, you didn't know tiptoe through the tulips? You never done the mirror bicycle trick? Can't swim?
You don't know how to live, Mels. You don't know how to live.
Wait a minute. Shui, you've been telling me you put your legs up in the air and pretended to be a bicycle?
I'm not saying I know how to live either, all right?
All right. Somebody's pleading the fifth over here. I see how it's gonna be.
All right, so now I need to know if I'm the only person that has done that, because that actually happened in real life today, because... So I was playing Dead by Daylight with Shuey, and I was like, what are you having for dinner? And he's like, spaghetti and fish sticks. And I said it, I was like, spaghetti and fish sticks. And Joe was like, I told you spaghetti and fish sticks was a thing. And... I was like, that is not a thing, and I'm standing by it. And she's like, well, maybe it's a Long Island thing. And she asked all the neighbors in the big chat thread, and they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Fish stick and spaghetti.
I don't know about fish sticks and spaghetti.
Well, you're from nowhere near Long Island.
No, I know I'm not from Long Island at all.
Listen, y'all.
It is a Long Island thing.
I'll see.
But I did have spaghetti for dinner tonight as well, so.
Well, you throw some fish sticks in there, and now you're talking.
Oh.
You don't put the fish sticks in the spaghetti. You have it next to it.
They're a side. All right, now wait a minute. So, tell me how spaghetti fish sticks got your legs up pretending to be a bicycle.
What was the connection there?
It's just a thing that... Maybe I'm the only person that has ever done that, but I can't believe it. Like, I can't believe, and I really want, I never ask okay. anything of you listeners ever. I want to know if somebody else has done it because I am starting to think I'm crazy. I'm starting to think that this is my version of fucking fish sticks and spaghetti.
Oh, this is your version of that.
I mean, I'm not super prepared to die on this hill, but, you know.
But you'll give it an old go one good time, right?
Yeah, I'll give it a try. So Larry didn't get on any sculptures, but the sculptor did do one really, really cool thing. Well, he did a bunch of cool things, but the one I think is the coolest comes with a theory. Okay. One of the reliefs is of a guy with a vulture head, and there's a circle and a vulture and a scorpion.
Scorpion,
it's super
baby.
Fucking metal. I mean, it has everything. Yeah, exactly. And the circle will come up again in the theory, so don't forget about it. And there's a lot of conjecture about what people think it might mean, but the one I think is best is that it is a representation of a sky burial. This is a practice where you just slice up the bodies of your loved ones and throw them out where the vultures can eat them. And then when the bones are picked clean, you gather them up and bury them. And that's a real thing. It still goes on today. Yeah.
What?
It's called a sky burial.
That's called a sky burial.
Who does that?
Oh,
somebody's grandmother just got a sky burial.
It's somewhere in South America. If I remember correct, like way up in it's like way up in the mountains, and they like you kind of got to get them, you got to get them started,
like chum.
So you cut little like slots in them and whatever like that.
All right.
Okay.
You know, it happens in Tibet. And it's a funeral practice in which a human corpse is placed on a mountaintop to decompose while exposed to the elements or be eaten by scavenging animals, especially carrion birds. And it's actually now, of course, it's now a controversial tourist attraction because people are fucking ghouls.
I got this bone.
Look, it's a femur, everybody. It's a femur.
Look, there's still some meat on it.
Oh, well, no, they don't go just...
I would not want to watch that either. Who wants to watch somebody get eaten by vultures?
They don't go browsing through it. I think they're just there to watch it. I wonder if like one of the like if a fox took the bone and ran off, do they like well fuck, now I don't have all of grandma, so now this was a fucking terrible idea.
It would be a coyote because dogs and bones and then you'd never
oh,
get
that's
it back.
True.
They're like, fuck you, I got a bone.
I got a bone now. It's like anytime somebody walks past my house and the dog goes crazy, she runs and gets her bone, like, nobody's getting this, I swear to God.
Protect.
I don't care what happens to y'all, but I'm protecting this freaking bone.
She's not protecting you guys. She's protecting her bone.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, take these humans. I got my bone.
Now, speaking of bones, they have found nicked up animal bones, which implies that there was butchering on the site, or it could mean sacrifices. Oh. At any rate, look up Stone 43 when you get a chance. Göbekli Tepe Stone 43, because it's fucking awesome.
Okay.
And the circle is going to come up later. So, recap. We get a location that seems to have been used exclusively as a temple and religious site in a time when people were not supposed to be able to build religious sites. The foundations and the architecture are well ahead of what science has conventionally thought humans at the end of the Ice Age were capable of. And what's more, there are no indications, as of now, that there are any settlements in the area, though they're not even close to done excavating.
Wow.
They've used ground-penetrating radar and determined that in the past 30 years, they've managed to excavate about 5% of the entire site.
What?
Oh, so they're at like the tip of the iceberg.
Wow. Yep, that's all they've done. And as far as I can tell, modern science does not make archaeology any faster. They still have to fucking use a toothbrush and shit like that to uncover the stuff.
One of those like makeup brushes.
You don't want to break anything.
Yeah, exactly. Add to that, the boss of it died, so we'll have to wait a long time to learn more about what is even happening there. Like, but it's fascinating to me that. And this is one of the things that baffles them so much. They thought, okay, people became civilized and then they invented religion as a result. This implies that religion got them together enough to actually become quote unquote civilized, even though that term doesn't have a lot of meaning.
Yeah.
Right.
But the fact is that, I mean, think about it. How many fucking blackberry bushes could there have possibly been? They had to start trading off, you know, so that the carving guy could carve, but he still had to be able to eat. So And then, like, how do you organize that shit? If you go from, oh fuck, I'm tired from chasing that gazelle to, you know what we should do? let's build a giant thing and chip rocks that we don't even know how to, like, they had flint fucking tools. They didn't have any metal. They were hitting rocks with other rocks.
They were hunters and gatherers for a reason, because they didn't know how to farm and they didn't know how to herd and stuff. So they had to keep moving. Yeah. So these guys were able to do something to stay in a place long enough to build something like this.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yeah. Wow.
And it was so long before. Like,
right.
It's so long before that it seems fishy that they could have just figured it out, especially since nothing else happened after that. So now it's time to address some of the dumb theories.
Oh, I cannot wait for this.
So there's a guy named Graham Hancock.
Cock.
And if you've ever watched History Channel for more than like 10 minutes, then I'm sure that you've seen him. He's not the aliens guy with the crazy hair.
Okay.
But he wrote this book called Footprints of the Gods. And his theory was the Great Pyramids in Egypt and Angkor Wat in Cambodia and all of these ancient monuments were built specifically to mirror constellations in the sky. And that was his whole theory. Except that, like, if you take Angkor Wat and use just the buildings that he picked, then yeah, it would match up to a constellation. But that's like saying, oh, the buildings in New York match up to a constellation. Well, right. Yeah, if you just take the ones that match the constellation.
That actually and, do, yeah.
Right, and ignore all the other ones. It's like if you had a giant complex connect the dots thing and you just made a circle in the middle of it and left all the other dots alone. So he has a theory on this too, because he actually believes that there was a race of people that lived before, not that they were aliens, but they lived before us, sort of. The best analog I can think of for it is Atlantis.
Okay.
Like, they were way more sophisticated, and then they just died out.
Right.
And he thinks that it's those ancient peoples or whatever like that were the ones that died out. And they built it or showed the people how to build it or whatever like that. And honestly, before I get to the cool part about the Stone 43. Ancient aliens, you know, I'm sure you've heard of the Anunnaki. Like, they were supposed to be they came to Earth and told everybody how to do everything, but they didn't really help them enough to not give us, like, literally thousands of years of dying of disease and famine and shit like that.
Right.
Like, the aliens came just long enough to say, oh, you know what? You should use these existing tools because we're not going to actually help you, but build these complex structures and then we'll leave and not give you any other help.
Right. We'll give you no medicine, no weapons, nothing. We'll just, you know, help give you some architecture tips.
Yeah. We're not going to unite the world with a new living language.
No, not that again.
Find beauty in nature. Beauty in nature.
So they, the reason that Stone 43 comes into this is the Ice Age that ended in 10,000 BC was a mini Ice Age. Like, it wasn't the one that, like, built, you know how, like, the Northeast is all granite and everything is all scooped out of it. Like, Minnesota has 10,000 lakes because they all got scooped out by the glacier and whatever like this.
Yeah.
This ice age was considered a quote-unquote mini ice age. And some people think that the circle in Stone 43, which some people believed was the sun because it was depicting a sky burial, but some people think that it was either a meteor that caused the ice age, or it was a big solar flare that fucked up the earth and caused the ice age.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Well, I was thinking of a comet.
I could get the comet or asteroid one. I don't get a solar flare fucking it up because it's not like they had electronics to get messed up.
Well, it would have. I mean, it would have caused the ice age.
But how would a solar flare cause an ice age?
So there was one in 1859, also known as the Carrington event.
Uh-huh.
And a big, I don't know, sunfight. I don't know what else to call it. It was, if it happened now, it would destroy our entire electrical grid.
Okay.
Right, right.
But it would affect the atmosphere as well.
Oh, okay. So, right. I mean, in modern times, electronics would be affected.
Yeah, it would be like an EMP.
There were no electronics to be affected. These are the other things that can cause, which one of them is the fucking up with the atmosphere.
Right.
Okay.
Like, there was one in 2012, too, which they thought was going to be the big wipeout for 2012. Remember when 2012 was a thing?
Yeah, that was like December 19th of 2012.
Yeah,
like
but
that,
the,
right?
the
Mayans and all that.
One that happened in 2012 missed us by 9 days.
Ah.
Little did they know that it would be 2020 that destroyed the Earth. Ha ha!
Oh,
it's actually called a coronal mass ejection.
Mm.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, it's a big sun fart.
Big sun fart.
That's what it is. And
a coronal spot erection.
Yes, it's all about the erections. Notice that there weren't any shafts or slots or anything like that in Göbekli Tepe.
There was the ass at some point, and there was a fart.
Yeah,
true.
Right. We really are classy.
Yeah, this is all class.
So the other theories around it center around why did it get filled in? And some people think, and why did it get decreasingly sophisticated as time went on? It was like the best they did was the oldest part, and then it kind of got shittier and shittier. So then they were like, well, maybe they just stopped, you know, it wasn't popular anymore or whatever like that. But then it didn't make any sense that they filled it in so carefully,
right?
So like you said, Chewy, it might have been that you know, they came up with different gods or whatever like that. But it's not like they built a new site on top of it or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's like it was almost reverent the way they filled it in.
Right.
Right, right.
Any thoughts? Like, if you built something really cool, and I mean, it wasn't the same people. It wasn't like they built it on Wednesday and on Sunday. They were like, fuck!
People used to live to be thousands of years old back then.
I mean, it would stand to reason that there were a group of people that lived near it, even though they haven't found the settlement.
Yeah.
But the alternative to that is that these hunter-gatherer people actually made pilgrimages to the site, which would be even more bananas because, I mean, this was 12,000 years ago, and they didn't invent writing until like 4,000 years ago. So it wasn't like you could write directions to your friend to go see the temple or any shit like that.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's totally crazy.
Everything about it makes no sense whatsoever. And the fact that people are rushing to fill the void with these, you know, oh, it's aliens, or oh, it's this ancient wise people of Atlantis or whatever like that, which, if there were a solar flare or one of those other things, then theoretically that would explain the quote unquote disappearance of Atlantis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm also thinking that if there were a whole continent somewhere under the ocean, we would have found it by now.
You would think. Mm.
Ocean's big.
Unless it's in that really creepy, deep, deep part of it where like the weird fish with faces live.
All those like ancient sharks and stuff that always pop up in the movies.
Oh, and fish with human hands.
Y'all, literally, like, I'm itchy, sweating, like, now I'm getting hot flashes from thinking about all the things that are in the deep sea.
Can you imagine touching it? It would be all spiny and poking in you.
That's gross.
so nasty.
But its skin is like human skin. Stop. It doesn't have scales.
Stop. I'm serious. All right, let's move on.
Is it possible that it got destroyed like from a natural event, like a sandstorm or something like that?
I mean, at the time that this was built, it wasn't, you know, the arid land that it is now. It was it was pretty lush and everything like that, because that whole Fertile Crescent ain't so fertile now.
Right.
But at the time, apparently it super was. So it definitely seems from the evidence that it was filled in by people. And one thing that occurred to me that I didn't hear in the theories, so if everybody can make up theories, then I'm going to make up the they were hiding it.
Maybe
somebody else was coming, and I mean they would have had to have pretty like a lot of advanced warning, but still, you know,
it's
they're like,
take
oh shit,
us
we got
a decade to fill it in, so we might as well get
they
started.
Couldn't just, you know, throw a fucking big tarp over it because they hadn't invented tarps yet, or maybe they had. Chewie's timeline was not comprehensive,
did not include tarps, so we don't really know.
Yeah, we don't have that information.
Well, we can't make any big tarps now because the mammoths all died. So I don't know what you want from us.
What are we going to make them out of?
Man, bless it.
Whales.
Oh,
whales.
A whale's vagina.
So that's, I mean, honestly, unless you guys got some more questions or anything like that, that's kind of it for Göbekli Tepe. It's not going to be solved anytime soon.
No, but they're only 5% done. It's going to be decades before they dig that thing out.
And this makes me feel old, because if it takes them 30 years or 25 years to do 5%,
you're never going to see it, Acadia.
We're going to get 10 to 15% tops.
None of us are going to see it. You're right. I'm
that much younger than us? Yes.
No, I'm not.
Like Hannah from when we do Castle Rock Historical Society, she always acts like, well, you know, it must be different for you. I'm like, I'm not that much older than you.
She is even younger than me. So, yeah.
When she'll learn.
Happened
to you?
She'll learn.
You'll all get old.
This was super interesting, though. I'm so glad that you brought this topic, because I've learned so much, and I'm going to continue to be like super interested in this.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And it's nice to do something that's just educational and not like a conspiracy or... Or right. Somebody whacking somebody with lamps or something.
You know, I like to mix it up. Plus, I was kind of inspired by the Georgia Guidestones.
There you go. See, I brought some inspiration to you. I'm good for some things. Right.
Actually, you know, archaeology sites should have blogs. It seems like they should be able to go and... You know, like they have dailies when you're filming a movie. They should be able to update.
Today we
uncovered
found a
two
mug.
More inches of idol.
So
found
like,
out it had big, giant, honking boobs.
You're so silly. Well,
so they did always have that.
Yeah, there was like this big rage where somebody put the camera on like the eagle's nest, and you watch like the little baby eagles be born.
Oh, yeah.
So can you imagine, though, how super duper boring it would be if it was a camera on an archaeological like digging site.
Geez.
Oh man, I don't know if I would tune in for that, but it's an idea.
Yeah, that would be a fun time lapse to watch, but I don't know if real time would really do it.
That's what we need. Is we need just a daily time lapse of it.
Yeah, speed that shit up. Well, I guess that puts a lid on Göbekli Tepe for now, unless we have to do an update because they find out some more big bombshells or whatever like that. Maybe I'll do a Google alert for it. Maybe they have mammoths buried under there.
Well, they were still around when they did this, so.
That's right. So if you want to talk about it, you can find us on Twitter. Mels is at MelsBells84, and she's on Instagram at SuperficialMels. Shuey's Twitter and Insta are at Shoey Time, S-H-O-O-E-Y Time. I'm at Acadia on Twitter, and I don't know what my Instagram is, and you can follow the show on Twitter at StrangefulPod, and you can always go to the Patreon, patreon.com/strangeful, if you want to get some fun perks and help us out so that we can keep the show on the air. And if you can't, all you got to do is listen, because that's really why we're doing it.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And if you want to go and rate us and review us on wherever you're listening to us, that don't cost nothing.
No, sure don't.
Nope. Just a couple of minutes of your time.
So, I guess you guys have an amazing week, and we will be back with another story that will not be as educational, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, it's every single thing that we put in your brain this week is going to be sucked out next week.
That's right.
All right, we'll count your blessings.
All right, Chewy out.
Bye-bye.